A hot topic about our wildlands and living with the natural role of fire.
No other country in the world has a public land system like ours. Our forests and rangelands are a national treasure. So please, do your part in protecting the places we all value. For a moment, remember those concepts you know by heart and teach them to your kids. Make sure your campfires are dead out by using dirt and water in stirring the coals. Keep a shovel nearby just in case. Be careful with matches and lighters, and carefully extinguish all smoking materials. Together, we can prevent unwanted wildfires.
This hot topic was made possible by the Teresa and H. John Hines III Foundation. Learn more about the natural role of fire, how to protect your community, and get the latest fire information. Visit the National Interagency Fire Center website at NIFC.gov. That's NIFC.gov.
Flying out to the industry, I lost my virginity with my boyfriend. We broke up and I was just mad at him because I thought we were going to stay for a long time. And then I decided to do things that I never thought I'd stick around.
We'll be right back. You're tuned into the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community and sometimes even Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this evening is a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones featuring the American punk band The Ramones and the classical composer Johann Sebastian Bach. We started off that set with The Ramones and Indian Giver, and then we heard Lee Howard Stevens perform Bach's Prelude in G minor. And we followed that with some amazing guitar work by the amazing composer and guitarist and band leader and sonic experimenter Frank Zappa, Canard du Jour, from his Shut Up and Play Your Guitar series. He had three albums in that series, and he was incredibly prolific, having released 62 albums in his lifetime, and he died tragically young in 1993 at age 52 from prostate cancer. In fact, all of the Ramones, the original Ramones, died tragically young, starting with Joey, just age 50, and then finally, the original drummer, Tommy, who was also their original manager, and he produced them as well. And he just left the band after 4 years because he couldn't take the relentless touring that they did. And, you know, none of them, despite being the icons that the Ramones were, did they end up being financially successful. Like when Dee Dee Ramone died, he had just $500,000 to his estate, which is a lot of money for some people, but, you know, he was a major rock star, and they all were. But the problem, well, they just kind of got screwed over that way, and although their estates are probably worth lots of money, but, you know, what good does an estate do when you're dead? And Frank Zappa, a real freedom fighter. He didn't, he wasn't, unlike a lot of other musicians, he was not at all into drugs. He apparently tried marijuana 10 times a total in his life, and it just never really did anything for him. And none of these other things, although he was a pretty serious tobacco fiend, apparently. And, speaking of the freedom fighter aspects, one of the things that he certainly had my great support for at the time in the 1980s when I really didn't know much about him, but there was this thing called the Parents Musical Resource Council that was a bunch of Senate politicians' wives, in particular Senator Gore's wife, Tipper Gore, was a co-founder of the Parents Musical Resource Center. That's what it was. And they wanted to make sure that music that they thought was inappropriate was not heard by children. And it's always these campaigns about protect the children. And they can get a lot of sympathy, but often very misguided. And, you know, there are a lot of programs that, even if you agree that the principles of them are good, like the DARE program, which was trying to get kids to just say no to drugs. Well, it turns out that actually kids who went through the DARE program had a higher incidence of drug use. And that study after study showed this, yet still the government provided funding for DARE. Apparently, one of the things that happened was it got kids curious. There were drugs, hallucinogenic drugs, that they didn't even know about. But it got them curious about that. And there's several things too, like, you know, abstinence only education, abstinence only sexual education, programs like that, even if you think that those are worthy goals. Studies show that, if anything, kids taking that have a higher incidence of getting pregnant young without using birth control. Other kinds of programs, sexual education programs that teach kids about birth control, have better success if what we're trying to do is to prevent unwanted pregnancies. And just a reminder, the views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of WMFO or the Tough Sport of Trustees, or even this show's producer. Although that last WMFO discussion very much reflected my own views. So backing me up right now. Oh, yeah. So going through that. Then we heard a medley of Chemical Brothers remixes by Barry Dvorzon, the Manchi Street Preachers, Perry Botkin Jr. Spiritualized and Ultraviolet Catastrophe. And those remix songs were The Riot, Trip Harder, Everything Must Go, and I Think I'm in Love. And I found that on the Brothers Gonna Work It Out album. Backing me up right now is Moby. Homeward Angel is the name of this piece. So we got just about half an hour, and we got one more set for you here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage. And we're going to start off with four really short songs by the Ramones, Bach, as performed by U2, then as performed by Wendy Carlos, then a really cool Ramones cover by U2, and another Wendy Bach performance of a Bach piece, and then it'll be Infected Mushroom, The Orb, and AC/DC in long songs from those last three.
player to it, and it will vibrate to the beat and rhythm of the music on your iPod.
Ambassador, they're pretty good.
Thank you, no. I do not support the work of imperialist stooges.
Oh, only commie stooges, huh?
You don't let that lousy commie punk vomit all over us like this. We'll be right back.
Thank you. conceived as Shakespeare, so we can never possibly imagine our destiny. Look, if you take the whole of time represented by 1 year, we're only in the first few moments of the 1st of January. There's a long way to go. Only now we're not going to sprout extra limbs and wings and things because evolution itself is evolving. When it comes, the apocalypse itself will be part of the process of that leap of evolution. By the very definition of apocalypse, mankind must cease to exist, at least in a material form. Will it evolve into something that transcends matter, into a species of pure glory, wouldn't it?
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 on your FM dial. And I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our Tears of the Gods theme this evening has been a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones featuring the American punk band The Ramones and the classical composer Johann Sebastian Bach. And in that last set, we started off with the Ramones and Warthog, then Wendy Carlos's version of Bach's Suite from the Anna Magdalena Notebook, music in D major, and then U2's incredibly rockin' cool cover version of Beat on the Brat by the Ramones, and then Bach's two-part invention in D minor by Wendy Carlos, my favorite high-energy electronic band, for running, Infected Mushroom, the Israeli duo. They gave us Song Pond, and then the Orb, Salt, and the long 9-minute, 22-second version of High Voltage by AC/DC from their Backtracks Disc 3 album. Cut off, incredibly, like 2.5 minutes of it. But you know what? It's time to go now. And Savoir Faire is coming up with Songs from the Squid Pod, a special 2-hour edition of this stimulating and energizing downbeats and chakra and exhalation of inner garage 80s high energy hipster music. So stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, backing me up is Chuck Yu as a member of Urban Ambiance, This is the Joint Suite from their Exiles in Limbo album. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week with another show for you. Not quite sure what the theme's going to be, but stay tuned for Songs from the Squid Pod here on WMFO in Medford.